while visions of healthcare bills danced in their heads.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. In just a few minutes, the Senate will vote on the healthcare reform bill. If the $871 billion plan passes, lawmakers will have to reconcile it with the $1 trillion bill that was passed by the House. The plans have some big differences, like how they would be paid for. The House bill would tax the wealthy. The Senate version would tax high-cost healthcare plans known as Cadillac plans. One thing the bills have in common? Their costs kick in before their benefits, as Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
At this point, subsidies and consumer protections won't kick in for several years, but consumers want help right away. Kaiser Family Foundation President Drew Altman says there's an expectations gap.
People's premiums are still going to go up, and their out-of-pocket costs are going to go up, and they're going to say, well, we heard this big health reform debate, and where's all this help that we were hearing about? And they could get frustrated.
Especially since the taxes and fees in both bills hit right away. The House would tax the wealthy. The Senate taxes so-called Cadillac insurance plans. Leighton Koo teaches health policy at George Washington University. He says the fees come first because Congress wants to pay for the benefits before they kick in.
They certainly are concerned about trying to make sure that this will not cost the federal government any additional money in the first 10 or 20 years.
Koo says that's impossible if the fees and benefits take effect at the same time. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Call it the Santa bump, but most markets are feeling pretty optimistic this Christmas Eve. In Asia, the Shanghai Composite Index jumped 2.5%, that partly on news that Ford is selling Volvo to Chinese carmaker Geely. In Europe, London's FTSE is up 0.2%. Markets will close early in the U.S. today. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up just a hair, closing at 10,466. All I want for Christmas is my $1 million bonus. Later today, federal regulators will reveal how much top executives earned at Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The two federally backed mortgage giants were bailed out by taxpayers last year to the tune of more than $100 billion. Reports say top brass at Fannie and Freddie are getting between $4 and $6 million. AIG executives are slated for more big bonuses in March. Earlier this year, news of bonuses at the failed insurance giant had the public seething, and AIG executives promised to pay some of the money back. But that hasn't happened, as Jill Barchet reports.
Some AIG executives resigned and took the bonus money with them, but some still work at the insurance giant. Kenneth Feinberg is the U.S. Special Master for Executive Compensation. He sets the pay for the top 25 executives at AIG, now that it's majority owned by the government.
One way or another, I am confident that the pledged amounts will be repaid to the Treasury.
Feinberg's bigger headache may be how to slash AIG's next round of retention payments, $198 million.
The law permits me to try and renegotiate those contracts. And if I can't do that, the law states that I can take those retention payments into account in establishing and determining 2010 compensation. So I am not without some leverage, limited as it may be.
In New York, I'm Jill Barchet from Marketplace.
Marketplace is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs such as Marketplace Money, visit AmericanPublicMedia.org.
The office can be a dangerous place this time of year. At least it is here at Marketplace. Everybody's bringing in cookies, chocolates, cake. It's a dieter's nightmare. But the answer to those extra office pounds could be at the office. From the Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk, Caitlin Carroll has more.
Billy Dutton is the CEO of Music.com. He's also a master multitasker. I'm standing at his office while he's on the phone with a client.
When do you leave for New York?
He's also sending emails, and that sound you hear, that's him walking on a treadmill.
There's no doubt that it gets the attention of everyone that pokes their head in the office.
It is Dutton's Trek desk. It's shaped like a semicircle. It has a cup holder, an outbox, places for pens and pencils, pretty much everything but the treadmill. You supply that. Dutton says his track desk makes him more productive.
It does, and there's something about that that makes you more alert. If you're not sitting in your chair, it's easy to get really comfortable in a chair.
Do you ever have lunch up here?
Absolutely, yeah.
Dutton keeps the treadmill speed low enough so he doesn't break into a sweat or slip off. Steve Bordley created the track desk.
I mean, the number one reason most Americans don't work out is they don't have time. Number two is they lack the motivation. And this takes all that away.
The desk costs about $500. Bordley says he sold hundreds since this summer, and his isn't the only treadmill desk on the market. Bordley and other manufacturers are hoping to attract employers looking to keep their workers fit. They're also going after people who are chained to their desks at home. Ron Getzel is the director of the Institute for Health and Productivity Studies at Emory University. He says walking while you work is worth a try.
If it's an alternative to sitting at your desk, it sounds, like an intriguing idea. I'd be interested in trying it out.
Billy Dutton invites me to try out the track desk. The walking is fairly easy. It's getting off that's the problem.
Okay, I almost ate it.
Like the treadmill, coordination comes separately. In Los Angeles, I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
And finally, good news for procrastinators. Holiday shopping might be as close as the nearest ATM. A survey by Consumer Reports found the most popular gifts this year are gift cards and cash. More than 45% of people polled said they were planning to give one or the other. So remember, you did not forget to buy a gift. You're just keeping up with the times. If you're traveling and you want to take MMR with you this holiday, download our podcast. It's free at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.